What could someone's purpose be for gathering a huge amount of cheese rats? I mean, it typically would be a good thing not to have them running around. You don't think they're going to unleash them on the town at some point, do you?
How are they keeping them here?
Big ass ward will do the trick, maybe, or they're just spooking them?
Get them.
Fuck, maybe they're leading them here with that crate of cheese.
What?
Stole our cheese. Gathering the rats. It's all a conspiracy.
I mean, maybe it's a whole thing here. I mean, we have our special event happening at the moment. God, of all the F's. I keep forgetting
all it. The F's? You mean the Fun and Frivolous Fondue Fountain Festival?
That's the one. Our most key... our most...
most fun fondue event of the year.
Oh,
the only fondue event of the year.
I know we have a much smaller, less frivolous, less fun festival on Saturday, but it's just not the same.
Yes, and as I'm saying, you know, rats love cheese. I bet they're here to eat our cheese. They're devils.
Oh, effing and blinding.
So, everything's gathering. The cheese is in danger. What are we going to do? Well, I think first we've got to dispel this magic and then prepare to face off against a mage opponent.
So there's no...
The kind turning against us for the rats.
So there's going to not be the cheese off?
Cheese off, I guess. I suppose it could be. Anything's possible. Are either of you any good at cleansing magic, specifically? Or folk magic in general?
Cleansing would normally be like cleansing spirits. So,
I thought it'd be
No. I think I like where you're headed. So your goal is basically you're trying to break down the ward. So either ritual magic to try to break down the ritual that, you know, caused this, because somebody would have had to have, because wards are generally kind of a temporary thing. This seems like a very stabilized, long-term kind of ward. And it's very big. Probably would have acquired several people. So, yeah, ritual magic. You could probably use warding. Might be a little bit difficult, but those are the two things that I think would work.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm not exactly proficient at either of those. Either of you any good?
Not really. The question is, we don't have any cheese on us. They won't go for us, will they?
Well, we do need to get rid of them.
That's what I mean.
So,
I bet you it's the Hamburg wizards. I could unleash them on the ground.
I will say this. If you look on your equipment, you have food.
We have food rations.
So this is why we call it quantum equipment. If you want to say, hey, my character has food, my food is cheese, that's perfectly acceptable.
We know.
Yeah, we okay. Your character has cheese on him.
I'm gonna say it's like little perfect cracker cheese sandwiches.
I've got soya cheese.
I don't think that'd work. It's too sad.
Probably not the same.
So none of us are somehow good at ritual or warding.
So just because you're not good at it, obviously, doesn't mean you can't roll. It just means you can't lower the difficulty, right?
Okay.
It just means it's more difficult than you than somebody who would normally be trained in those kinds of things.
Do wards in this world have to be constantly like put energy into, put focus into, or do you just make them then dip and you're good?
So that depends, right? If you are just like wanting to hold it just for a little bit, yeah, you would have to maintain it. But you can use ritual magic to extend it and be able to walk away. So that kind of gives you an idea of either what you're dealing with, because this does look like somebody set this up and walked away, potentially. And it's very large, so somebody put some time and effort into this war.
I have an idea then, fellows. I'm quite good at helping, making sure cryptids, once they're amenable to it, made useful to mages and men. If we could lure a rat out here, I could perhaps convince it to go check and see if the mage is still there. Presuming that the ward doesn't stop rats.
It does seem to only want to block a human.
Or do you have a better idea?
Another thing is, if you have a focus... If your character has a focus, that could be used as a way to give you artificial aptitude for a single role.
So I do have a point in warding on my character under folk magic.
Okay.
It's not a very good roll for me. It's only a D4. But this is how I'm going to do it. Obviously this ward has stopped Jesse. And he's like, well, no, I'm going to give this one more try. I'm going to try to break the energy and try to go through the ward.
Okay.
And so by doing that, he's going to be using my warding magic. I'm going to just put my hand on it so that I can almost sort of, try to, push the energy of it.
Okay. And this is where I'm going to introduce another fun mechanic.
Oh, great.
If you look at the at the bottom middle of your character sheet, you see the stress boxes. It should be 9 okay. points altogether. At any time, if you want to lower the imposition die, you can start spending stress. And just say, you know what? I don't normally have the aptitude, but I'm going to stress myself out to lower it. The good. The problem to it though. For every 3 stress points that you spend, you incur what we call a increased imposition or a constant imposition increase to all future rolls. So. If you get a +1, that means, hey, for everything here on out, if I say it's a D6, it's a D8. If I say it's a D10, it's a D12. You see what I'm saying? So
it goes up a level.
Yeah, it gets harder and harder for you because you're stressing and stressing out.
Okay. So can I know what dice first before I choose to spend stress?
So we know the ward right now is a D8.
Okay. So it's a D8. And as I said, I've only got a D4, even though it'd be a D6 for me because I'll be one point in warding.
Real quick,
mm-hmm.
We roll 2 dice. Is it the total or either dice result that we're looking to beat in position?
It's the individual values. Yeah.
Okay. Good to know.
Yep.
Okay. So I'm not gonna. If I spent 1 stress point,
mm-hmm.
what would that give me?
It'll drop it to a D4, right? Because you have the 1 point of aptitude, so it drops the D8 to a D6. You'd spend a point of stress, so it'd drop it to a D4. So now you have your D6 level, your D4 path against a D4 imposition.
Okay. And that I will take. If it's only 1 point of stress, I will take that.
Okay.
So
go ahead and mark a tick of stress and...
I can't do that, but I will remind. I'll know that I've only used the 1. I roll 2 d4s.
Yes. And a d6.
And a d6. Oh, sorry.
Yep.
D4 and 1 d6 at the end.
So 3 dice altogether.
Okay. First one I got is a 4. Second one's a 1, and the last one, my d6, is a 6.
Hey.
All right, so that is a full success. Y'all are succeeding like crazy. You go through and you push your hand. What does that look like when you go to break this ward down?
So I'm just gonna go. I'm gonna stand up from my episode, and obviously, sorry, Jay, can't remember your character's name right now. Said your bit, and I was do you know what? I'm gonna give this one more try. I didn't quite realize this ward was there. I'm gonna try to. I saw a spell recently, and that's when I put my hand onto the ward or the energy of it, and I can feel it, and it's pulsating, making my hand go back and forth in the what you think is the air, and I push and push myself.
All right, and pushing through seems to disrupt the ward. You think everybody else can get through? Y'all don't know for how long that disruption's gonna last, but it's at least long enough to get everybody in.
Okay.
Let's go in.
There we go.
I'm picturing, what was it, Across the Spider-Verse scene?
Yeah.
The first time you use your fingers, it don't work, and then you use your palm, and it does.
Mm-hmm. Off you go.
Your house is clear.
Not sure how long that's going to last, but let's see what happens.
So you all kind of enter into this large foyer that the central... column, or the inside of this hotel, that foyer goes all the way up to the ceiling. There's a skylight that's busted out, and you just see light pouring into the middle, and each level has a balcony that overlooks this foyer. Now that you're inside, you can hear the movement of the cheese rats. But on top of that, you hear lounge music coming from the fifth floor above you, just kind of filling this space ever so quietly.
Damn rats are having a party.
You like jazz?
Oh, I'm trying to... Yeah. Maybe is there some, like, Bing Crosby?
It's the Rat Pack.
Beautiful. Sorry. No, that was great.
Well, I think we should find out. What, do we want to try and find the rats and exterminate them, or do we want to try and deal with that mage first? Oh, hang on a minute. Could we put the trap out in front of the door of whatever room that mage is in, potentially, and just catch them? Like the rats they hang around with. Be perfect. Yeah, actually, that'd be a good idea. Are any of us, like, good at sneaking? Any stealthy bitches out?
So there's several ways you could do that. If you just wanted to just mundane sneak, that's why we have the mundane skills. So if you look at the bottom left of the character sheet, you'll see mundane skills, physical, mm-hmm. mental, and social. Skills are free form. I made them up for the characters, but when you would make your own character, you would just kind of come up with your own skills, and they work just like paths do and aspects. It's like, this is an aspect of the physical that my character has. This is an aspect of the mental stat that my character has. If you notice, though, okay. they are super kept compared to your magical paths, because your magic is mm-hmm. always going to be way more powerful. Then your...
Do the dots work the same?
They do work the same, but you notice you can only have a max of 2, as opposed to your magic okay. can have up to a max of 5.
I think I want to go and find the jazz room and see if there's a mage in there.
Okay, the jazz room is on the 5th floor, so you're gonna have to go...
That's the top floor.
Yeah.
Can you fly? So
you could fly up there.
Actually, can I...
The ward is
doorway. I assume it covers the windows and stuff too.
Yeah, it seemed to cover the entire outer shell of the building.
Fuck. Damn it.
I suppose we'll have to get up there somehow, deal with some rats on the way potentially. I'm sure you'll be good for that, right, Jesse?
Just the
rats, mind. We can burn them as much as you like.
Yeah, I'll make some more ratatouille for us.
Or ratatouille, but Remy's the tomato slices. The pepperoni. Ratatouille.
Yeah, right now you hear them scurrying up in the levels above.
That is a disturbing issue. We need to sort these rats out. Lead the way.
Let's get going then. And I guess we'll head up the stairs.
Okay. So, y'all are just gonna go up the stairs, start working your way up. You get up to that first level when you see one of the doorways is to, like, one of the hotel rooms is currently open. It says room 107. And you swear you see somebody move inside and shuts the door.
Okay. The door shut? Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I want to do something. A bit goofy, a bit silly.
Okay.
So, one of my character's human skills is climbing.
Okay.
And I'm... Would illusion be able to, like... Yeah, illusion's illusions.
Yeah.
They're simple enough. So what I want to do is for my character to start climbing up the walls onto the ceiling, head thrown back like the girl from The Ring. And I want to two-tone to illusion to hide, to make the door look like it's still closed and to hide myself while I carefully inch the door open and climb into the room.
They never think to look up.
All right.
No one ever does.
So you are able to use, like... Because this place is just derelict and terrible. So you climb up and you reach down to open the door. And you kick it open. All of you
This one, I'm trying to be stealthy.
Get the door open stealthily.
Carefully pry open like fingernails and hinge.
When the door opens, all of you find yourselves in a nice hotel room.
Oh,
Jesse,
how lovely.
You're on the ceiling for some reason. Oh, sorry, Two-Tone, you're on the ceiling for some reason in this hotel room. But there's a warm light that shines in from the windows into this stale bedroom. There's dust mites and motes, sorry, dancing in the light. There's two beds with thin fraying bed sheets, and all seems quiet in this room that you're all in, just all of a sudden in, with the door shut behind you, and you hear a shower turn on in the washroom.
So still on the ceiling.
Yes.
Hotel.
Two-Tone is gonna scramble over to, like, I'm guessing it's like an ensuite kind of thing.
Yeah.
And if I can, like, essentially lay out like a net trap that will hoist someone into the air when they come out of the bathroom.
Okay. So I have
traps on me.
Okay, so you get your traps stuff, and you're set, and there's showers just running. And running and running.
I'm gonna poke my head through the door. Still outside.
You open the door to the shower, into the washroom. Boom. As soon as you do that, water, a wall of water, rushes into this room, and you see a bloated corpse floating through the water, but somehow alive as it tries to grab you and rush onto you. How are you all going to deal with this onslaught of water? Two-Tone, since you're right next to the door, we're going to start with you.
Okay.
Come on. Be Moses.
Be Moses, Jesus Christ. Yes, I was part of the slightly gungy scene.
Can I have a go
first, please? Yeah, sir. So we're basically in popcorn initiative. So there's no initiative in this game. So whoever wants to kind of go first. I felt that Two-Tone would go first because she's right in front of the door. But if you want to do something first, absolutely, we can jump right in.
Isn't Two-Tone on the ceiling? And this water comes towards us.
So, it was like a wall of water, but I see what you're saying. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, yeah. Cool. Go ahead.
I had that image from The Shining in the lift. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the same.
Yep.
I'm gonna step forward and go, you know what? No. As I said, I'm gonna pretend I'm Moses. Okay, this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna conjure a stick out of thin air, or what looks like a stick.
You can illusion a stick to your hand apart from
the water. <Don't laughs> <tell me>,
Yes.
Shall not pass.
You will all right. Glow your wizard robes.
What magic are you going to use to part the water itself?
It's kind of like a force magic. I just want to divide it. As I said, I want to divide.
Could
it
you like
stick.
Protection a shield to like?
Ah, there
floor.
We go. Yeah.
I would say warding could work with that.
Warding.
Yeah. So you could build up a ward, so it's like you're pushing that out. You could use like death magic, specifically to be like I create a wall of wind. You know, like sorry, creation I think would make sense. You could create like a wall of wind, you know, or something to push things back.
Okay, that's all great ideas. I was going to think.
Great turn. Great ideas, but I don't like them.
Great ideas, but you're all terrible for suggesting them.
In my mind, I was thinking protection, as I am protecting myself from the oncoming barrage.
Okay, so you want to do like a physical protection, maybe like to keep yourself from drowning when this water eventually rises up around you? Because it looks like it's about to just fill up this entire room.
It is. What I would like to do is I'd like to make a spell of protection, and I would like to make an air bubble around all three of us.
All three of you. Awesome.
Yes, I'm going to go dig.
Yes, I love it. Since you are trying to do this thing real fast, three people, my gut feeling is a D12. This is a conversation. If you have a feeling that's a little too high, I'm willing to hear your arguments.
I can accept a D12, I do have two attributes into protection magic. It's probably protection magic I'm cool with.
All right, so it drops you to a D8.
To D8. I'm also going to chuck on another stress point. I'm a second stress point.
Awesome. You
know, this is pushing it, and I just
be careful with that card.
Oh, I know. It's already my second stress, so I've got that's probably going to leave it there, lads. So that'll take me down to the D8 versus D8.
D6 actually.
Okay, so I have a D8 in hand. Sorry.
Yeah. So
Okay, so that's a D8 versus D6 then.
Yeah, you have a D6 in position right now.
Okay. And that'll...
So roll a D6, a D8, and then another D6.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. And that I will take. So, 1 D6. I got 4.
Okay.
My D8. I got 2. My second D6, a 1.
Whoa!
Hey!
I was like, oh, he could have rolled it right in the middle.
Okay.
You each get one of these like water bubbles or air bubbles around your head. One each. And basically what will happen is those things will stay there until there might be a complication that would, you know, warrant it popping or busting.
Yes, and for the record, what I could have done, but it would actually cost me more stress. I could have done one of my Hexmonger abilities of Not My Watch. Once per witching hour, for free stress, you may have two active protection spells on a single spell. Single person.
Oh, yeah. Well, hold on to that.
Yeah.
Okay, so you each want to have one of those. We're going to, let's go do Gamma Gene. What would you like to do?
Is
this bloated corpse is like, living zombie-ish thing.
At this point, we're underwater with our special air helmet, so...
Yeah.
You can take our time.
I'll do it anyway. I've got a tent. I want to see. Try to pull it over the three of us, put holes in the top so it's basically like a weird tented creature, a three headed creature.
Do we need to do that? We haven't got a time limit.
What's your plan here, man? Yeah.
Make ourselves look like more threatening. Like,
oh, you're trying to scare the zombie away? The undead feel fear? Of tent creatures?
Yeah, actually.
Can I ask something here, being the new wizard?
Sure.
I think I read in one of my journals that does healing magic do the opposite effect to the undead?
I think that might just be in Dungeons & Dragons.
It's always worth trying.
I mean, I'm okay at healing.
I think
I can do that.
I'm always open to listen to what you want to do. I would say you all definitely realize that you're in some kind of
trouble.
trouble. One of you mentioned the Overlook Hotel, right? The Shining.
Yeah.
You are definitely in some kind of like spiritual manifestation, right?
Illusion.
Because some kind of illusion, something is going on, because it's like all of a sudden you are outside, you're now all inside, and it's like a sunny, nice day, the place looks nice and clean, you know, it's just like, whoa, and then you open that door.
Could I use spirit magic to try and get rid of whatever the fuck is messing with us?
Sure, you can definitely try, yeah.
Whatever is making it seem like day when it's not properly day, whatever is causing infinite floods of water to come from the kitchen bathroom sink.
So what I would like to do, I'd like to keep with Gamma Gene, and then we'll do your thing next.
Okay.
So we can give, because Gamma Gene hasn't had a chance to really... So you want to try to heal the zombie, or...?
No, Overlook Hotel, like the Shine, it's like, in reflection... It was like the woman in physical, but the reflection was the old woman.
Yeah.
I want to see if I can see like any nearby mirror to see if that's an illusion or something else.
Okay. Yeah. So you look, there's no mirror here, but there's always a mirror in the bathroom. Do you want to try to swim into the bathroom?
I want to pass it. What have I got? I've got a hiking pole. I want to see if I can vault over.
You're in the water, right? So what I would say is, how would you like to propel yourself through the water past this creature to get into the bathroom to see the mirror?
Oh my gosh, sir. I can't do like a surfboard or anything.
But you can do things like, you know, I want to... There's a thing called simulacrum. If everybody looks at that, simulacrum is false life to things like either to create walls or little creatures that move around or grasping vines, anything that you want to like conjure very quickly.
Like hard light.
Yeah.
Yourself flippers?
I'll say, I think I've got a D8 in that. I've not got any dots in there.
You got any illusion?
Yeah, I've got one illusion.
Why can't you, you know, try to make an illusion around this guy to confuse him, and then you can navigate him?
Ooh.
Do like...
I've had people create, like, I want to create an illusion of all three, like, everybody in the group over there to make the person attack the three illusions so they can all get away and do other things. That's potentiality.
Like different versions of ourselves, but all mixed up. Like,
yeah.
Different.
Make us look like zombies so he thinks we're one of them.
I do a Shaun of the Dead.
Walking down the high street.
I have an idea. We'll go down to the pub, have a pint, wait for this all to blow over.
And I'll just be sitting there with my condo.
It's not about intelligence. I'm trying to think what I'd be like, bane of a zombie.
Maggots, I assume. Eating dead flesh.
Yeah. Fire.
Can't we use fire in the water? But I got this lightning spell. This'll work.
Ooh. I got cleansing. Remove.
Ah, cleansing.
Cleansing.
How are you?
In the tent of the crypt.
There you go.
Cleanse the death out of him.
Do it. Yes. I love it. Yeah. Let's do the cleansing.
I got a D6 and a dot in that.
Okay. So, everything to do with this this particular type of spiritual thing that y'all are dealing with is a D10. So that we all are aware. If you have a dot in that, so you would drop it down to a D8 before spending any kind of stress, if you wanted to lower it any further.
Oh, sorry, you cut out a little bit then.
Oh, I'm sorry. So you have... It's a D10 for these rituals that y'all are dealing with, this spiritual energy, rather.
If you've got a dot, it'll...
Hello?
If you've got a dot, it lowers it to D8 if you without even having to spend stress. Sorry, the robot voice was killing your ass right there.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah. Okay. So you get a level down, my friend. Yeah.
Do you want to do that, Flair?
Yes. Right, what am I
rolling? Flower, you can also, if you want to, just say, use your stress.
Yes,
you
I'm actually.
You don't stress. Have to.
Yeah.
I think I'll do best. Yeah. I don't trust
point
my
stress.
Rolls lately, so.
Okay.
Yeah. Point of stress.
Yeah, so what you're rolling then is a D6 for your level, which if everybody's level die is up in the top left of their character sheet. So you have a D6 there. Do you have a D8 in creation? Against
the robot.
Did I robot again? Man.
Yeah, just give it a second. You're just being unlucky. Don't worry. It's literally hitting you as you speak. It's the worst, I think.
So just stop talking, and then that'll fix it.
There you go. You're back to it now. You're fine. You're no.
It's any time you try and explain stuff about dice, it gets your ass. It knows.
The podcast gods like
second.
Okay, a d6 for your level.
Yep.
A d8 for your creation versus a d6 for the imposition. And you just want those values to be higher than the imposition.
Got first d6 was a 4, the d8 was a 5, and the last d6 was a 4.
Man, y'all are succeeding like crazy.
The 5's habit.
Yeah.
You beat it.
Yeah, meets the beat. You're going out to cleanse this thing. You realize that there is... Well, explain to me what that looks like for everybody. What does the cleansing magic look like?
Stereotypical. The power of friendship compels you. The power of friendship compels you.
Do you give him
the
a hug?
The power of cheese.
Cheese. You... reach out to this cleansing magic to cleanse this spirit and this negative spiritual energy. And doing that, you realize that it is connected to this entire room. And not only that, it's connected to something above you. High, like there's almost like this tendril of spiritual magic that is coming off of this room and heading up. You cleanse that out. All of the water just instantly disappears. I'm going to say, Two-Tone, you land on the ground. You're now all back in this derelict room. The beds are now turned over and ripped up and rotten. You are all still wet, but there's no wetness in the room. And
it makes me feel good.
And you realize, Gamma Gene, that you have severed some kind of spiritual connection that was leading to the level above you.
Just one level above us. Or many levels.
Many levels above you.
God damn it, it's that bitch on floor 5.
Playing chopsticks.
You think it actually ends at about level 4 as opposed to level 5.
It's coming down to meet us. Meet us doom soon enough. Onwards and upwards, I suppose.
Okay. You continue heading up. I'll say Two-Tone, the thing that's starting to worry you probably is you have not seen the cheese rat. You keep hearing them, but you haven't seen them yet.
They're in the walls! They're in the walls! They're in the goddamn walls!
You all continue.
Is it fireball time?
Fireball, let's go!
No fireball.
Is it fireball time?
You have to wait until you see the shine in their eyes.
You all continue up.
Down.
You get up to the 4th level, and you see what looks like this... old gym, little workout area, and you hear beyond the doors, they're currently closed, you hear beyond the doors like a workout equipment, you know, the metal on metal of weights being lifted and dropped starting to come out through that door.
Okay, we already fell for this shit once, how about we just ignore it and go up? This is really buff rats in there. It's always a possibility. They're gym rats!
Oh,
my God.
Oh, that's brilliant.
I must observe them in their natural habitat.
There's more! There's more of them now.
Do you just want to continue up?
Do we want to ignore the gym rats? Can we? I mean, it is probably just more zombie bullshit. What's it to you? If we go to the gym, we're not.
I'm following my you essentially because I know I'm bound.
You're following the like Two-Tone who's scrabbling along the wall.
Come on, master, show me the way, master. Teach me your magic, master. No, no, no.
No,
this might be the kill of that body.
The only master we know is the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Be precious.
Alright, I think I'm going to ignore the gym rats.
You ignore the gym rats and continue heading up. The music, that lounge music, gets louder and louder, and you finally get up to that final level, and you see a placard that says lounge in front of these big wooden double doors with once gold handles that are now, you know, it was fake gold, but they're rusted over and pitted. And they are currently both closed, but yet you hear that music coming from inside.
Can I now use my benefit?
Okay.
See a cryptid or group of cryptid within 100 yards.
Okay. You,
I want to see what the fuck's around.
Yeah, you kind of are like starting to get a sense for what's happening. All of the cheese rats are like, you realize they probably have been following y'all at a distance and have just kind of been collapsing in. Kind of behind
Damn
you.
Damn it, not my... You cannot have my stringy cheese.
But they haven't pounced yet. They haven't shown themselves.
Okay.
So, okay, sorry.
I want to create an illusion.
Okay.
Of a... small cheese rat, and I want to give, essentially have the illusion in front of me of a small cheese rat, and I want to take cheese out of my pocket and like seem to give it to the cheese rat, and I want to walk a little bit away from the other two while I do this.
Okay, so you're
good, ratty. See, if you behave, you get the cheeses. Or the cheeses you can eat.
Okay, so you've
I want the rats to see me do this.
Okay.
And hear me.
Go ahead and do face an palm. Illusory. How, like, do you want it to be as real as possible? Smell, sight, sound, like the whole nine? Or are you just trying to do like
I can use Selacrum if it'll let it.
So, if you want to do like.
You know what? I'm going to do a Selacrum.
Okay.
So that it can hold the cheese piece I give it. I'm just going to give it a little crumb.
Okay, so you, and this is going to be trying to do like a very realistic looking simulacrum. Because you do like a simulacrum that's just like, yeah, I put together some mud and, you know, make it do a thing. But you want to kind of like pull together pieces all around you. Maybe you've got some fur and hair on you that you can kind of really make it look as realistic as possible. Is that my understanding?
Yeah.
All right. Oof.
Yes. So.
Yeah. I'm feeling a D12 for as like if you're trying to make it as real as possible. It squeaks,
okay,
you know, and
it
does the whole thing.
It poops in the garden.
I'm gonna use 2 stress, if that will bring it down 2 levels.
Yeah.
And then I also have a point in Selacrum.
Okay, so you're lowering it by 3 altogether.
So that should bring it down to D6.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm going to have 2d6, one from my level, one from my creation, and then it's also a d6.
Okay.
Bit of a stress on rolling as well, so.
All right.
Yeah, I'll make that d6 the last one I roll.
Okay.
Come on, baby. That's a 5. That's a 4. Ah, it's a 6!
Oh,
no!
Full failure. The one time.
How the fuck?
So your character gets an experience point.
Lovely, thank you.
What's cool.
That's a consolation prize.
It is how, you know, you advance your character. We also have a thing called story beats, which for every 2 experience points you spend, you can just make something true about a scene. So, for instance, if you were like, instead of asking me, is there a chandelier above the big guy that we're fighting? You could just be like, I spent 2 experience points, there's a chandelier above them. So that's other things you can use experience points for. So just something to note if y'all ever start failing more rolls.
The one time I really needed it.
You create the simulacrum. It's there. You give it that cheese. And you hear all of the cheese rats around you go into a frenzy as you realize, oh no, I made a competitor. I made them mad. They want that cheese.
Bugs Bunny in his dress.
as they swarm out.
They smell the baby. They smell the baby.
They drop in from the ceiling that they had been hiding in, dropping down. I imagine the cheese rats, what, they're like the size of a small dog?
Yeah.
And they,
I'm just like some bigger, some smaller.
Yeah. And they all are like slobbering cheese out of their mouths. Like somehow they just are infused with cheese, it seems like. And they are swarming on top of you. Jesse, what do you want to do? I think you are probably closest to a lot of these. Start with you. Or whoever wants to jump in first.
I don't mind jumping in first. I mean, I think by chance, are all these rats and mice, are they all connected by cheese? Like there's three cheese, are they all connected by chance?
Like an amorphous blob
of rats. Rat and
like,
cheese.
Rat king.
Because what I'm thinking is I would love to electrocute one and for it all just to spread around on the cheese.
I see, yeah.
Would liquid cheese be conductive?
It's liquidy.
Oh, fuck, it would be.
Why not?
It's out now.
We're going to do it now.
Yes, and.
Dude, I love it. So, what we're going to say is, yes, they all seem to be like, when they fall down, there's this weird, like, almost like connective tissue, but it's cheese that's all around them. They're trying to wrap you all up in it and get you. Look at your also your bit. You also have your hex ability that lets you for 3 stress. If you look at that, you can. I think you have double the devil.
Double the devil. Once per witching hour, for 3 stress, you can lay a curse upon a corporeal creature whose level die does not exceed your hex die.
I was thinking double
that
tap.
That will
never
take
mind.
Effect twice. Oh no, I've got double tap. Once per witching hour for 3 stress.
Is double tap checked? Because basically when you create a character, you choose one of those 3 at character creation, one of them should have a check mark.
Yep, and that is double tap.
Double tap. So, yeah, double tap. That you should be able to spend stress and just deal the same amount of damage that you deal to one creature to another without having to roll, right? So, pow pow. So something to think about. You can do that after the
roll. Yeah. I mean, for me, with double tap, it's good, but 3 stress.
You're already kind of fucked.
2 stress.
Yeah. The benefit is that you don't have to roll, and you just automatically deal the damage, and you get to do that after you see if the roll is successful, right? So those are some things to consider for the future. All right, but you want to do just all the lightning to all of these things. I want to say a D10 is what I'm feeling to hit all of these creatures.
Yeah, okay. I mean, as I said, this is because it's going to be death magic, and it is my... Sorry, I'm... D8 for a roll, and I get 2 points in that. So, D6 goes to D8. No, right. D10.
Yep, you'd be dropping to a D6. Yep.
So I roll the D8 for my dice, the D6 for that dice, and another D6.
Yeah.
So 2 D6s, 1 D8. I'm slowly getting there. So my first D6 is a 3. My D8 is a 3. And my second D6 is a 2.
Oh, wow. Okay. Just under it. You send out this electricity. And y'all all watch as all of the cheese rats just get annihilated through this lightning. And you all now smell burning rat. Cheese rat
and cheese.
Burning cheese.
Burning cheese.
Yeah. The lounge music seems to all of a sudden like get really just bolstered and louder after all that happens.
The necromancer. That does actually make a bit of sense.
Oh, it's necromancer.
It's a nacho monster.
Nacho monster.
God damn it.
These jokes are working against you.
Are you getting cheesed off, Flower?
We're all terrible people.
Nothing terrible but good puns. Yeah, so that music's playing.
Oh, Gouda puns?
Gouda puns.
You carry this on all night.
Yeah, so you have the room in front of you.
Joe, I need to sit down after that exertion of electric exertion of electrification. Get that out. So I'm just gonna lie down and take a second. My character is literally just gonna just literally lay down in a nice little small ball and go to sleep.
Oh. Like, yeah, wish to try to go upstairs. You're gonna have a nap.
If I'm a cheese wizard, does that make me a fromage?
You're looking this stuff up.
I love it.
So, what would y'all like to do with this door?
Right.
This lounge.
Fromage. That's good.
When I put off my cryptid sense, I'm guessing the rat's set off, but whatever the fuck's in the room.
No, nothing on the other side.
No. So it's a mortal man. He's gonna be killed.
Fly me to the moon. As you hear playing inside the lounge.
Good taste in music, though. Alright, spirits, cryptids, simulacrum. I think we just go in there and start blasting.
Anyways, I went in and blasted.
Maybe that's what we do.
Alright, who's gonna open the doors?
Can I offer you some nice cheese in this trying time?
Who's throwing the doors open?
I'm taking a step back now.
Actually, before we go in, I'm gonna stick protection.
Okay.
Magic on who's most likely to get fucked up in here? Probably Jesse.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna stick with a quick protection spell on Jesse to try and protect him from magic.
Physical or magical protection?
Magical.
Okay.
This is a mage we're working with.
Okay.
I'm just waiting for the gym rat to come busting up through the floorboards.
So it's gonna be a D6 imposition to put that protection on him.
I have a thingy, point of protection.
Okay, so it's a D4 for you.
D4. So I'll roll a D6 and D4.
Mm-hmm.
D6, D4. Oh, two fours for my D6 and my D4, and then a 3 for the imposition.
Okay. So the protection goes around you. You're protected. Anybody else?
A brief, like... Oh, you know those stupid cheese head?
Yes, like, I know exactly. Yep, yep.
That's what it looks like. I don't know what football team or whatever in America has those, but it's someone. I think it's Philadelphia somewhere.
No, it's not Philadelphia. It's Green Bay. Green Bay Packers. They are Midwest.
Nacho hats.
Nacho hats. Yeah. All right. So you've got a big cheese head on, and he's throwing the doors open. So you're protected. You got, remember that. You've got a magical protection on you.
Well, I guess if I've got the protection on me, I should, well, go first, I guess.
Oh, yeah!
Gina, how about you and I can both open like one of the double doors each and give him a big sick ass entrance?
Yeah,
I can get my lightning on.
I think of something to say if you go in.
There we go.
All right.
So we will pull open.
You
the
grab
doors.
The doors. You throw them open for Jesse, and what you see is in the middle of like the dance hall of this lounge. These, you know, the cracked doors is this 8 to 10 foot tall cheese monster simulacrum thing sitting in the middle of the room. It's like someone took a big block of cheese, maybe that had been in a crate, crate-sized amount of cheese, and molded it into some kind of creature. It actually, though, has real, like, antler horns shoved into the head of it. There is bits of like hair and debris rolled into the cheese. Looks like they had molded the cheese around maybe a deer skull, because you see the teeth sticking out from underneath the cheese, and it is slowly kind of like continuously dripping and pouring, but somehow reconstituting itself. The music is blaring over this sputtering sound system. Purple neon lights play over this creature. And the biggest thing, other than that, you notice is this creature is sitting on top of the largest charcuterie board you've ever seen.
Dum, dum, dum.
I knew it. Those Hamburg motherfuckers.
Throw it down to them.
And the thing is just sitting. Yeah, I think it's just sitting in the middle of this room. Doesn't react to you moving in. Looks like it might actually be some kind of effigy or something in the middle of the room.
Come on, bear.
Okay, can I, is there anything we can sense from this creature? I mean, has he attacked us straight away?
No.
Or can we actually do something a bit more?
Yeah, it doesn't, like, it hasn't moved. Like I was saying, it's like, you thought it was a creature at first. Like, well, maybe it's an, like I said, like an effigy or some kind of ritual, something. Like, it's just like a big block of cheese with an, deer, you know, skull and antlers, and, but the cheese has tried to be, had been tried to, like, molded around it.
Okay. How can I say this? I would like to try to sense the power, if there is a power. Is there any way of sensing it? Because, like, we've come to realize this isn't actually a creature. You're saying it's like an effigy or like a totem.
Yeah.
Normally in our country with effigies we set them on fire, but I don't think this will work with this one.
Should I make it a Guy Fawkes mask instead of a...
Hey, I mean, there's a...
fireworks! So, we need fireworks! So
just a little bit of a reference here. There's a town I used to live in called Lewis, just down the road from us, and they go big with the effigies. I mean, right. we've had pretty much the last... We've had all the world leaders in the last 4 years. We've had Putin being burned. We've had Trump being burned. We had Thatcher being burned. That was a good year. We had Liz Truss being burned. Oh, Liz Truss was a good one.
How are you going to burn a cabbage?
Yeah.
Just what?
Sorry, I know it's British politics there for you, but yeah.
Well, not Trump. He knows who that is.
But you know, we generally had Trump. That was a good one. Yeah, it was burned alive.
God. I'm minding the protest when that fucker came to Aberdeen because he kept buying up land for golf courses.
Yeah.
Political effigy burning
Okay, so we're examining this. I'm going to turn to Zoran J. Eugene. Is it Eugene? I can never quite get your name.
Two-Toe,
thank you. Two-Toe,
I'm a Eugene, yes.
Yeah, you might know a bit more about this than me, but there is a this totem we have found is a strange idol.
So could I use mist?
Okay.
As in, like, mystical.
So mist, the mist is a literal thing. The mist, that's why it's M-Y-S-T, is a thing that precedes generally some kind of cryptid or spiritual activity. So you deal with the mist. So this is probably going to be maybe something ritual, maybe spiritual, that you're dealing with in front of you.
Then I can use spirit for it, maybe?
Okay, you just want to sense what kind of spiritual energy is coming off of this thing and what's going on?
And I want to see if there's, like, a trail.
Okay.
Like, if the, whatever person made this. Because it's clearly, like, a made thing by mage. To see if they're around.
Okay.
We need to find those Hamburgs.
We need to track them. They can't escape.
So...
That'll be the meat on the charcuterie board soon.
So while dealing with... this particular creature. And we're going to get into a new mechanical concept here. So it's a D10 dealing with this effigy and the stuff going on. However, we're now dealing with a thing called constant imposition. Constant imposition means it increases the value because something is happening or going on in the scene that's preventing you from using your full potential.
Okay.
Something is distracting you and making this harder.
So this is pretty much a debuff.
Yes, you can think of it like that. We're going to add this in, this constant, after your aptitude. reduction.
Okay.
So
for spirits, that's just one dot for me.
Okay. So it drop it to a D8, but because of the constant imposition, it goes up to a D12.
So it's...
Yeah, so the constant imposition...
It's two marks?
It goes up. Yeah, you have a constant imposition of two right now.
Oh, two. Okay, I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah. So while you drop it to a D8, that constant imposition increases it back up.
I'm going to have to do it anyway. I'm not spending stress. No, okay. A three constant imposition would be.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to roll with it and see if with a D6 and a D8, I can't beat a D12.
You never know. Could roll a one.
Could. D6, 3, D8, 3, lovely, D12, 2, 2!
Gosh, y'all are quite lucky.
It happened! My god!
You pull in, you reach into this thing, and you realize that there's a lot going on here. There is actually a cracked ward around it that you sense one of the other, like, active parts of the ward is going back down below you, probably to that gym. And that the room that you cleansed before helped break a bit of that ward, and it's currently around that effigy in the middle. You also realize that music that's playing is helping power things in this room, and probably the source of that constant imposition, as that music is trying to disrupt anybody that's working on it. But because...
Is there like a record player in here?
You just see speakers. Visible? Yeah, you don't really see anything. There's just like crackling speakers. And then the final thing you get is that there's some thing, person, spirit, hard to tell, inside the cheese.
Okay.
Okay.
Like that power source that's centered, whatever it's being powered by, this whole thing is inside the cheese.
Okay, understood.
Okay. Two-tone, what do you feel if this effigy, is it giving you off some bad vibes?
There's something inside. The music. It hurts us.
Ah, the music.
Also, we definitely should have examined the gym rat. Fuck.
Okay, well, that's something I can maybe work on. Can I, you know, give the speakers a kick?
Yes, you want to go inside and try to break the speakers?
Yeah, I'm good. But this is a physical, no magic. This is a physical break.
All right, you just want to go in and give them a kick? All right. The speakers, since you're just, like, physically kicking them, I'm just going to call them a D6.
Okay.
And what you'll use, if you notice that you're... physical traits have a thing called the human die. The human die is essentially the equivalent to your level die. It's a D4. It can never be increased. Your human die is always a D4. So what you'll roll is that D4 for your human die, whatever your physical trait is.
My physical? So that's a
D6. Okay. Do you have any, do you think, any relevant aspects that would help aid in this?
No, I've got acrobatics, but that's not really kicking a speaker in, is it?
Yeah, no.
I'm good at lying. I mean, I could lie to her and say I kicked the speaker in.
I lied to the cryptkeeper. All right, so then that we'll say it's a D4.
I lied to the speaker.
A D4 and a D6 versus a D6.
Okay, so D6, D4, D6. Okay, so first D6 is a 6. So the D4, 2, and D6, 3.
Oh, we have a. I think this is our first success with complications. All right.
Oh.
You.
Hang on. His first one was a 6.
Right. I assumed that was the physical die.
Oh, it is. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
No,
so 6. Yeah, so the imposition was higher than the D4. So
because it's a 2 imposition. Yeah. Sorry. My bad.
Boom! So you kick that thing, it breaks, and it causes the whole speaker system to disrupt. And by kicking that and disrupting it, you all, well, you hear, but the other two see as it awakens whatever that cheese creature is. And it turns around, and you feel gooey cheese tendrils wrap around you as this cheesy arm lashes out and wraps around you.
Ah, shite. That's not good. That's two-toned. I've got some problems here.
I've had nightmares like this.
What about you over there?
Who wants to go next?
The other guy. You've not really talked much. Help me.
Yeah, Gamma G, what do you want to do?
I want to try to like use an illusion because it says like Crane's fault, a sensory object, basically trying to make some sort of not like loud continuous noise to get rid of the music.
Well, the music's busted.
Speakers.
Speaker. I've now summoned the creature and now getting slowly consumed or tied up by this creature.
Yeah, so right now the state of things, the music's broken, so the constant imposition's gone. The creature has a hold of Jesse, so this is the state of what you're looking at.
I want to take some from my inventory, as in my bread, as in food, stale bread.
All right.
Put it on my hiking pole, which I've got, and put it in the cheese, trying to absorb some of the moisture to not so as gooey.
Okay.
Are we gonna eat the cheese?
Hey, if it's
so, what is your?
It depends. If it's that craft stuff, then no, I'm all right.
If it's cheese,
so
your end
goal is to try to free Jesse by doing that. Is that kind of what your goal is?
Yeah.
By doing that.
Yeah.
So here's what I would push. I like doing that. What I would say is, what kind of magical way, because this thing is being held together by magic and stuff, so probably just a mundane thing is not going to be enough to do that. That could be like the physical act you do, but you're using some kind of magical way to break it down or cause some
cleansing
kind of...
Cleansing it?
Okay. I like that. Yeah. Cool. So...
So like sap its power into, say, bed.
Yes. Okay. Perfect. Yeah. So you're doing that, trying to pull that into it. Because y'all only broke one half of the warding here. This is the other kind of mechanic we're going to get into. It's called irresistible imposition. Irresistible imposition means it doesn't matter how much aptitude you have, you cannot resist this thing. But it can't be on levels. In this particular case, while that other piece of that warding is up, the creature has an irresistible one to anything y'all are going to do to it. So that just means you ignore the first level aptitude that you have to contribute to whatever you're rolling. Does that make sense?
Makes sense.
Alright, so it's a D10 for this creature. And you are going to do cleansing.
Yeah.
All right. How many dots in cleansing do you have?
One dot.
Okay. So the irresistible...
One dot, and I've got D6.
Yeah. Okay. And since it's an irresistible one, we basically ignore that first level of aptitude unless you want to start spending stress. You can always spend stress to even overcome irresistible imposition.
Spend one stress.
Okay. So you're gonna drop it. Alright, so you're gonna drop it to a D8.
D8 then, yeah.
Okay. So you have a D6 human die, or D6 for your level die, and what's your creation?
Yep. Creation is...
I'm sorry.
D8.
Sorry, cleansing is Folk, I'm sorry.
Fine. D6.
Okay.
Which D6.
All right. So you're rolling 2D6 against a D8.
And a D6, a D8.
Yeah. 2D6 versus a D8. Yep.
First D6 is a 4, second D6 is a 6, and the D8 is a 1.
Full success.
Nice.
You able to put that cheese in there. Describe to us what that magic looks like.
Basically, he sticks like a full loaf of bread, stale loaf of bread, good for making croutons.
Yeah.
Sticks onto the pole, into uses like a club to like smash it off, and like use my own power and will to get rid of some of the gooiness of the what's basically. He's expecting the gooiness to be Echelon power, to be absorbed into the bread. So what's left of the bread is basically what can be absorbed into it is basically been like thrown far away, maybe back out of the room.
All right.
So it can't replenish its own magic from that.
It drops a little bit. It drops Jesse, so Jesse's free after you pull out some of that gooiness. Two-Tone, it's up to you.
So seeing the enemy come alive and become a giant pile of melty cheese, and remembering that wasn't there something in the middle, like a person something?
Yeah, you think so.
So Two-Tone's eyes see this giant glob of cheese and they glaze over, and a sort of feral buck-toothed grin comes over their face, and Two-Tone is going to take the biggest run up they can and like full body dive through the chest of this creature, or attempt to. An attempt to sort of tackle whatever or whoever is in there out of it.
Okay.
Whatever Parasus is in there and separate it from the cheese, and also get a mouthful of monster.
Okay. So you're just going to try to do like just a physical, like just straight mundane physical?
Yes.
Okay.
And to make sure that no one here thinks I'm insane for my character sheet, literally nothing I can do that's useful has better than my physical. So,
I'm just gonna go for it.
Two-Tone is a feral bastard.
All right, so you have a D10 irresistible 1 versus this thing.
Right. However, can I use running because I'm getting a big ass run up to get momentum and dive.
How many points
thing?
In running do you have?
Okay, I have two.
Okay, two.
Two, which means I can get that down to D8?
Yes.
Because it's a D10, right?
Yep.
And it's only one irresistible now. So it's a D8. I have a D6 and a D4 to try and beat this.
Would you like to spend any stress to lower it to a D4? Because you could spend two more stress points.
Wouldn't it lower it to a D6? I could spend two more, but that would put me in bad time zone.
But this might be the chance. This might be the time to do it. Right. This is the thing.
Fuck it. Sure. Let's go. Put it in a D4.
It's also one shot. So drive it like you stole it.
Yeah.
Spend it all. All
right.
Spend it all. So 2 points of that to make that creature's thingy a D4.
All right. Here we go. D4, D4, D6.
D6, D4. Yeah. I'll do a D4, D6. Yeah, D4. That's a 4 on my one. That's another 4. And that's a 1!
You rush forward. Boom! You all see Two-Tone.
Mouth open, arms wide.
You see Two-Tone come out the other side holding on to somebody with a big chunk of cheese in her mouth, chewing it on the way out. Rolls around.
Chewing the whole cheese balls.
The whole thing collapses into this cheese as you are now holding on to the mayor of Hamburg. And that...
Where's your gouda now?
And that is where we will end the one shot, as you have found out that Mayor Hamburg had done some ritual and had nefarious...
That's excellent.
That is the game in a nutshell. Congratulations. Y'all are probably the first group that had the most successes. Like, I generally see a lot of success with consequences, but y'all are just on fire. That was great.